What's happening locally? The news.
And it is indeed time for us to take a look at some of those stories in the local news here in the Republic of Panama. Well, it's all over. It ended with lots of fireworks and chants which characterize the traditional Topón de Arenas in Las Tablas in the province of Los Santos. The activity began at 6 a.m. and went around until 7:45 a.m. the next day. Oops, this marked the end of the Tableño carnivals, which were held after having to be suspended for 2 years due to COVID-19. With the letting off of fireworks, both Calle Arriba and Calle Abajo measured forces against the in Porus Park to show which tuna was the winner. The show was witnessed by hundreds of people, both national and foreign, who gathered to enjoy the popular festivities in Las Tablas. So 48 complaints for alleged violations of the electoral ban were reported during the carnival festivities. This was reported on Wednesday by the Tribunal Electoral. Most of the complaints correspond to the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, a group that has accumulated 23 complaints. Of these, 22 correspond to alleged electoral propaganda installed on billboards and an additional one which has to do with promotional items, the Tribunal Electoral indicated. The second party with the most complaints is the Cambio Democrático, with 9 complaints for billboards and 4 for promotional items. In total, the Tribunal Electoral reported 13 complaints concerning the CD party. At least 30 tons of garbage have been collected during the 4 days of the Las Tablas Carnival, according to Ángel Barrios, mayor of Las Tablas. The waste collection work is still going on. The last day of the party is when the most garbage is generated, said Barrios. Ricardo Martinelli Barrical has decided to give signs of life. This is in the court of Palma in Spain, that's investigating him along with other people in the case of alleged espionage in Mallorca on a woman identified as the ex-lover of the former president of Panama. This is how the newspaper Ultima Hora reports in a publication on Wednesday, and it is that the Gender Violence Court of Palma kept the former president as an untraceable person. The Spanish newspaper reported that a lawyer for Martinelli Barrical, whose name was not mentioned, has acted in the case. When Guillermo Ferrufino took office as Minister of Social Development in July of 2009, he had no political experience, university studies, or the 4 houses he bought while in office, valued at more than $2.2 million. He, too, had not been sentenced to 6 years in prison for illicit enrichment, nor the other for corruption of public officials that he would have to face 10 years after leaving power. Until the day that former President Ricardo Martinelli put him in charge of his government's social policies, Ferrufino was known as a television presenter. He was 35 years of age and lived in a common chalet near La Chorrera, next to a cement factory. Well, going up and enjoying the change that his political boss was announcing, he climbed from the Inter-American Highway to the Canal Zone in a mansion that he bought on the 1st of June in 2010 for $650,000. The change of address helped him to run for mayor of Panama City, although he immediately gave up. Ferrufino then said that he was, for medical reasons, not following through, but he was already under investigation for various issues. The Attorney General's office suspected that he increased his fortune more than he could justify with his minister's salary. He earned $7,000 a month, which after tax deductions fell to less than $6,000 a month. Ferrufino was unable to justify the $2,288,000 invested in assets and was sentenced twice, the last time on the 15th of February of this year. But his problems don't end there. Now there's a new chapter. The former minister, who would not have finished paying for the Albrook house in which he lives. The seller is now pursuing him in another lawsuit. The former minister lives in a mansion that he promised to pay in full 4 months after the purchase. Well, almost 13 years later, the previous owner maintains that he did not pay. The city mall of David in the province of Chiriquí was consumed by flames early on Wednesday. Firefighters from the David and Bugaba stations carried out extinguishing work at the premises, whose structures began to collapse. They were trying to prevent the fire from affecting the rest of the premises in the area. However, the bomberos have had some obstacles because the hydrants for resupplying the fire trucks are not close to the place of the accident. No injuries have been reported so far. The fire was reported around about 1 o'clock in the morning. The City Mall, located in the Chiriqui Mall Shopping Centre, was inaugurated in 2018. The mayor of San Miguelito, Hector Valdez Carrasquilla, will have $200,000 for donations to people. This was stated in the 2023 budget approved by the Municipal Council of San Miguelito, made up of 9 representatives for $34.6 million. The figures are recorded in the Municipal Agreement 139 of December the 29th of last year, published in the Official Gazette of the 17th of January. The budget also includes $208,700 for, quote, special services, unquote, for the use of the upper management of the municipality of San Miguelito. The council has also approved funds for their per diems, a total of $108,000. 75% of the total budget of this district, the second with the highest electoral weight in the entire country, with 254,567 voters, will be allocated to payroll and operating expenses. Municipal Agreement 139 was sanctioned by Mayor Valdez Carrasquilla and bears the signature of Cesar Caraballo and Dixia Delgado, President and Vice President of the Municipal Council. All are militants in the ruling PRD party. Valdez Carrasquilla enrolled in the PRD on October the 8th of 2022 at the hands of the Vice President of the Republic, Jose Carrizo. San Miguelito has high levels of poverty. Arnulfo Arias and Belisario Porras, for example, are parts of the list of the 10 corregimientos with the highest number of poor people in the country, with some 36,000 people in this condition. This is according to the Multidimensional Poverty Index prepared by the Ministry of Social Development as part of the, quote, Beehive Plan, promoted by President Laurentino Cortizo to combat inequalities. And Interpol captured the Panamanian Jaime Pau Rodriguez, alias Yuña, in Spain. The authorities confirmed on the afternoon of this Monday. Now, according to the National Police, the arrest of Pau Rodriguez occurred during an operation against money laundering crimes in Spain. They apprehended him in Madrid. He himself is required in Panama with a warrant of arrest and conduction by the Metropolitan Prosecutor's Office for the commission of a crime against public faith, a statement detailed. Yuña is pointing out by the judicial authorities as one of the alleged leaders of the Baghdad gang. That's it. There we go. That's our look forward this morning. Some of those things have been happening over the last few days here in the Republic of Panama.